You might have seen some people repurposing metal shipping containers into homes or garages. One Columbus nonprofit housing agency is using old shipping containers to build a housing development. It's called the Cargominiums, and the Near East Side building will use 54 old shipping containers to create 25 apartments. Michelle Reynolds is with NYSER, Inc., which stands for Nothing Into Something Real Estate, the group behind the project. She joins us now. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So the project, it is a go, right? It's past the planning stages and the actual construction has started.
That's correct. It is. We started breaking ground this week and we're really excited about that.
Where did the idea come from?
Well, shipping container homes are pretty creative and innovative. Nothing new.
They're kind of trendy, though. You might see them on HGTV or something like that.
That's correct. A lot of people see them on HGTV, and it's something that is going on widely out in the West Coast. But because we're in the housing space, we've been looking for a creative way to really solve the problem of affordable housing, the lack of affordable housing in this community. And so using that application, we decided that if we put together an apartment complex, a multifamily complex, that we could actually develop more affordable housing as a model that could be replicated around the country.
Is it a lot cheaper than a stick-built building?
It is a lot cheaper than a stick-built building. It's approximately about 50 or 60% cheaper. I have my developer here, so he could certainly speak to
sure,
that.
Sure, but it is a lot cheaper.
It is.
Are there any zoning issues, or can you just do this the same as you would with a traditional building?
Well, because it is the first in Columbus, and there's really nothing that's been on the building codes heretofore, there are some zoning issues that we had to overcome. First of all, you know, we had to make sure that the land was zoned appropriately, and so that's the same process. However, with building with shipping containers, there were some things that we had to go through, and it took about a year in planning to be able to work with the City of Columbus Building Services to be able to get this approved.
These containers, with all due respect, they're not always the most attractive looking buildings, at least in their raw form. How are you mitigating that? Are you changing the design, or what are you doing?
Absolutely. So what's wonderful about the shipping container is that it's really just a building block. We kind of like to consider it as Legos. And so you can be very creative with it. You can skin the building any way that you want to. So that means you can put any type of material on the outside, whether it be brick, hardy plank, stucco. You can do anything with that. And then on the inside, we would certainly be doing drywall and things like that. So the way our building looks is you really wouldn't be able to tell that it's made with shipping containers.
You say you're trying to be creative with your affordable housing. What's the limit here? What else can you do?
Well, we want to not only use this in a residential application, we want to use it in a commercial application. We do have a social enterprise aspect of our business, and so we like to give workforce development opportunities and job opportunities to the folks that we serve in housing. And so we would like to take this application and actually open up retail shops, pop-up shops that someone can, you know, operate their business out of. So that is the next step, as well as using this as a model to replicate it all over.
The faith-based housing organization Nothing Into Something Real Estate is building Ohio's first residential housing development made up entirely of shipping containers. The Near East Side project should be finished by early next year. Michelle Reynolds, thanks again.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.